Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Morning Mess.
The Morning Mess is time for another one. It's time for a staycation setup. Can we say good morning to Katie?
Morning.
Hey, guys. This is Katie. How are you?
Hi, Katie. We wish we were getting to know you under different circumstances, but as we're self-quarantining ourselves, their patches into you, and we hear you have a situation with, is it your boyfriend or husband?
Yeah, it's my boyfriend. I'm actually really scared to call you guys to do this, but I don't know what else to do. I'm just so scared.
Okay, well, what's going on, girl? What's he doing?
All right, so you know we're supposed to be quarantining, right? So my boyfriend just gets a little stir crazy, and his family has a cabin up north where he goes, and he said, you know, he just wants to go get away, get some work done, and get some fresh air. So I was, like, totally cool with it. And, you know, I wanted to stay home because my sister is super, super pregnant, and I don't want to be too far away in case she needed me. So he goes there for the weekend, and we were texting throughout, no problem. And then on Sunday night, he said he was going to come down and come home, but I wasn't able to reach him for a couple hours. And he says, you know, don't worry. If you can't reach me, it's bad service. So I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. And he doesn't come home. I called a couple times and he didn't answer. And I'm even like more like freaked out because I thought something was wrong. So I checked on his location on his phone, you know, in the Find My Phone app. Mm-hmm. And it was really strange because you know what it showed? He wasn't up at the cabin. He was in Buckeye. Coming home from Flagstaff, and we live on the east side.
Oh.
And I'm thinking to myself, like, right? Like, why would he go so far out of his way? And when he finally shows up, I said, you know, like, why did it take you so long? He's like, oh, my God, there was so much traffic. And that's when my red flag started going off because I absolutely knew he was lying.
Yeah, he is, girl, because the couple of times that I've been on the road, it's not that many people that are out there. So I don't know what traffic he's talking about.
And that's when I knew he was probably lying. So then I'm like, all right, did you like stop anywhere? And he said, no. He came straight home. So absolutely knew I caught him in a lie. There was no way his phone would place him there so far away from where he was supposed to be. And, I, you know, do you guys ever get this? I just have a gut feeling that something's wrong, and I feel like he was with someone.
Oh, absolutely. Do you have any suspicion on who it is, though? Like, do you know anyone who lives out in Buckeye?
No, that's the thing. Like, I don't know who lives in that area, so I don't know. Maybe your guess is as good as mine.
Oh, there's a lot of freaks who live in Buckeye. Right off Verado. Oh, my God. Certified. A lot of CNAs. Certified nasty asses. I'm trying to tell y'all right now, if your person has a friend in Buckeye, be careful.
Oh. I'm
trying to say.
I'm so sorry for Joey, girl. Listen, in all honesty, you're here. You're calling for us to seriously find out what's going on in your relationship. So that's what we're going to do with the staycation setup. Up next, we're going to call up your man. I'm going to pretend to be a hotel clerk. I am going to offer him the free romantic weekend stay that he's won. Ask who he wants to bring for that free romantic weekend. The only name he should say is yours. But since you don't really suspect anybody, I mean, honestly, if he does say anybody else's name, then you let him have it. Let him know what it is. And we have counseling on standby no matter what, okay?
All right. Thanks so much, you guys.
We got staycation set up. Up next, calling Amanda. Oh, no, man. Buckeye. Okay, so we had spoke to Miss Katie, and she let us know she has her woman's intuition going off about her man, Jonah. Now, Katie, you there?
I'm here.
Now, Katie, the situation with the cabin in Pine Top, were you waiting for him there, or was he said he was going to be there?
Yeah, my boyfriend gets a little stir-crazy with this whole quarantine thing, and his family has a cabin up north. So he said he was going away for the weekend, totally cool with that. But then when he was supposed to be home, he wasn't. And I couldn't get a hold of him, and it was hours and hours and hours. When I go to look at his phone, like, to figure out where he's at, it shows that he's in Buckeye. So I knew, like, automatically something is, like, very wrong.
And yeah. I know Gina asked you earlier if you know someone in Buckeye or if he does, and you have no idea who he could have been, I guess, hanging out with?
No, like, I don't know anyone that lives in that area, and it seems super, super weird. So I don't know, like, you guys, I have such a bad feeling that he might be seeing someone. So anything you can do to help would be great.
I'm just saying, especially off Verado Way in Buckeye, whoo, there's some freaks over there. So if he knows anybody in Verado...
Oh, my God.
Listen, man, this is what we're going to do. You don't have to say anymore. We've been doing this long enough to know women's intuition. You think he's cheating? He probably is. I don't want to put that out there. So what we're going to do is, Anisha, you're going to play the front desk clerk, and you're going to offer me free romantic hotel stay and ask him that one question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Hopefully he says your name, hon. If he doesn't, then we give you the show, and you ask all the questions you need, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Jonah?
Yes, this is Jonah.
Hi, Jonah. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're going to pitch you up in our penthouse suite with a honeymoon package. And I was calling to confirm details, but I wanted to congratulate you on being our grand prize winner.
Okay, I don't remember signing up to win anything like this. What is this about?
Well, it's about a new establishment here in the North Scottsdale area, so we're actually hoping that you could come stay with us and review us on Google and Yelp. Since you've reviewed on their websites in the past, we were able to pull your info that way. We were hoping we could get your help with that.
And how much is this supposed to cost me?
It's completely free, like I had said, so there's actually no deposits, fees, or taxes.
Like, you don't need my credit card or anything?
Not at all, sir. Just need your okay, and we can get started with your reservation.
All free, 100%.
That's correct.
And all I got to do is review it.
Mm-hmm. On Google and Yelp, please.
Okay, yeah, sure. I can do that.
Okay, Jonah, thank you so much for your help. Now, with this free romantic weekend stay, one of the things we do is we leave a personalized note, and your guest gets that upon entry. Wanted to give you the option to leave that a special message there. So if you have something in mind for your guest of honor, just let me know when you're ready.
How about, can't wait to spend some time alone with you.
Oh, okay. I have that written down. Now, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I need your guest's full name for us to continue.
Justine.
What the
f***?
Wait. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, so we have to legally let you know that you're live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. Yeah, your lady's on the line. She put us up to this, and obviously we want to know who the hell's Justine.
Can we not do this on the radio?
Well, we don't have a TV show yet, so this is going to have to do, buddy. So,
oh, my God.
Jonah, who the hell's Justine?
I checked the location on your phone. You said you were coming home from Flagstaff. You are such a d***. Who the f*** is Justine?
Okay. It's not like that.
Well, then tell her what it's like.
All right, look. It was a few months back. You know, we weren't getting along. And
you decide to go cheat on me?
That's not what happened. No, just let me finish. It would seem like we were going to break up, you know. And I started messing around with one of the dating apps, and I met this girl.
And you think that's cool and that's okay?
I didn't know, but I mean, at the time, I thought we were breaking up.
So you've been lying to me for months and months and months.
Look, it's not like that.
Oh, God.
You're just lying right now.
Sir, you've got to stop. Like, you're the one that's trying to invite her to a free romantic weekend stay. Listen, I'm so sorry, girl. I wish that this didn't go the way that it did, but I don't think you're going to get him to admit anything.
That's it. I'm done. I'm moving out.
Please don't do that. Listen, we can talk about this when I get home. Just don't do this like this.
No, I won't be there. Go have a good time with Justine.
Please, could we not do this, please?
Nah, Jonah. She told you to kick rocks in Buckeye. Call Justine. Slap Buckeye thighs. Move on with that. And Katie will move on with her life. Okay, Jonah? Sound good? Okay. Bye-bye.
Girl.
I can't breathe. I can't believe he lied that bad. And he continues to lie and thinks it's okay.
He didn't apologize to you. He tried to just explain everything without ever actually owning up to it. So, I mean, yeah, I get how you feel, but I'm also really proud of you. You stood up for yourself really well there.
Thank you.
And the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody. You got anyone you can call to quarantine and chill with? You know what I'm saying?
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.